Bava Basur, Perk Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Marchikin es o ilo min o'ir esi v'chomish amo. A tree causes a certain amount of taking away a certain amount of hefsid for the noy ho'ir. Trees get in the way, branches. It could be also that where there's trees, so there's less grass. It's different cheshbonis, but al kaponim ilonos that are planted have to be planted outside the city. It's a similar concept to Chokas Nezikin, but it's not really between two people. It's between the person who's planting the tree with all the townspeople. So Mel, there's halach over here to be marchik the ilon from the ear. U'becharuv u'beshikmo chamishim amo. The reason for that is because their branches spread out further. Abasholoi mekol ilon sirak. Ilon sirak is a lashon that's used by the Gemara for a non-fruit-bearing tree. So then the halach is that type of tree doesn't add to the beauty of the city because it doesn't produce fruits. So most of us don't look at a tree, a nice looking tree that doesn't have fruit, as something that's not lefi noy hoir. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says gnai uli, and therefore you have to be marking it even 50 amos. Im hoir kodmo, if the city was here before the ilon, so what happens if he does plant it? He did plant it. Koitzitz, the Balo Ilon has to chop down the tree, and they don't have to pay him for the tree because he had no right to plant it there. If the tree is there first, so then Koitzitz, the Balo Ilon has to cut it down, which is a chiddush. Normally, if somebody is there first, Mechadesi. But over here is the Tzorech HaRabim, and the halach is that they have a right to demand from him to chop it down. However, since he was there first, they're really taking away something that he should have a schus, and therefore v'nois and dabim. Sofik zek kodam, what happens if you have a sofik? So koitzitz, v'nois and dabim, which is a chiddush, because the way the mission is looking at it, is you chop the tree down, because that's given that you have to chop the tree down. Now there's a shalom moment, you could look at it otherwise. You could say, without the money, who says there's a right to cut down the tree, if it's the type? If it was kodam, then you have to chop it down and pay for it. So who says over here you have a right to chop down a tree? Stay in the Mishnah? No. Chop it down. Now let's talk about the money. Clap in the money. Now it's a mitzvah. All of Horaya. Mishnah Ches. Machikin goyrin kavua minoir chamishim amo. A goyrin kavua is a silo, and the winnow, which the malach of Zoyre, in Malach Shabbos, the tvua. So there's chaff that's flying in the wind, and it could be mazik to bnei oir. So therefore, you have to make it outside of the ear of the city limits. Chamishim amo. Lo yase adam goyin kavu b'tech shaloi. He should not make a goyin kavu, a place where they always bring the tvua to store b'tech hasada. Elm ken yesh le chamishim amo l'chol ruach. Which is the same idea. A goyin kavua, by the way, the way Mefarshim explained, is that a goyin that's not kavua, so you do a limited amount, it doesn't fly over the chaff, the moitz, doesn't fly over to the neighbor's field. Mashenken, if it's a goyin kavua, there generally it will. There's a point that has to be added over here, it's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, over here is where the Gemara addresses what happened according to Rabbi Yossi, that we said in the Psicha to the Mishnah, to the Perek. Rabbi Yossi holds al anizik lachakasatzmi. The Gemara says over here, this is considered a givi delay because the wind is definitely going to carry it over. Now, l'cha'ira, throwing the chaff up into the wind, is a groma because you know that the wind is going to carry the thing over the, and it's going to cause damage to the neighbor's field. Even though be'etzim, we look at it as a groma, so it's he's not chayv alts mazik. That means if somebody throws something up, but even where it's only a strong gust of wind that carries it over the fence, he's not chayv al tzmazik. But when it's a groma, since a groma is also, that would be enough to define it as giri delay. Moedir b'yaisi b'giri delay, that's called something that you have to be marchik. There's an interesting Gemara where the Gemara in Bava Kama asks on this idea that you're not a mazik because it's a groma ba'alma. Gemara in Daf Nuntes in Meseches Bava Kama wants to know, how could you say that somebody throwing up chaff into the wind and being carried over the fence is only a groma? What do you mean? On Shabbos, there's a malach called Zayra. When somebody throws up with a pitchfork the wheat and the wind takes off the cover, Shteit is chayv. You're not chayv on Shabbos on a grama. The Gemara says a major yisoid. So yeah, Shabbos, we're learning Bava Basra, but it's kedai to say over. The Gemara says that that would be a mechayiv because legabi melecha Shabbos, melechas machsheves osur toiru. What that means to say is that the yisoid of Shabbos doesn't necessarily have to fit with the gidrei maisa in other areas of Torah, in this case, mazik. If this is the way the melacha is always done by design, that's melachas machsheves, then if the totsah is always created that way, then that would be melacha. A lot of chilukim that are explained in the context of that gemara, melachas machsheves also Torah. Now, the chaff that we're talking about that blows over the wind damages the seeds that are planted in his neighbor's field. So that's why he has to be marchik kamishimama. Says the Mishnah, marchik miniti oisav shel chaveroi. Uminiroi has to be marchik from, even if the seeds are not planted over there, he has to be choshish for the nitiyas, that which was planted. Not that there are seeds now in the ground, but nitiyas means saplings that are there. Near is when they plow a field, is what they do is they plow the field in order to get rid of the weeds or the grass, whatever's there, that also the chaff could damage. So Mela, that also is Mechayev HaChokos Nezikin, he has to be Machik, Kadesh Lo Yazik. The chaff, the Bederech Klal, decomposes and it turns into Zevel and it causes damage to the Netiyos that are planted already. We just read the Mishnah Kilu, it's a separate halacha, the same idea, this halacha of Machim Tiyos Shukaveri Uminiroi. Others want a taina, that it could be that this is an explanation. The reason why this halacha by Gern Kavut to be Machim Hamishim Am is because he has to be Machim Tiyos Shukaveri. I don't know how you read the Umachik. It's like Bechdei to be Machim Tiyos Shukaveri Uminiroi Kadesh Lo Yazik. It's another way of reading, but the Pshat Betzim is the same.